BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we've got a new favourite discovery. Dissolvable swimwear.
Mate, I think these are going to be a game changer for people on holidays, stag do's, hen do's. In fact, we later find out there's a female version of this as well.
Totally. Ideal for any stag or hen.
But I do warn you, I will get you at some point with them.
I'm going to order some tonight.
Yeah, but who are you going to get with them? Any plans?
Anyone.
Everyone beware when you enter a pool.
With me. Pool or sea, get in, and the shorts just fade away.
Yeah.
Into nothing.
It's the best. It's a game changer.
Also, a man on our show really needs to get hold of Gary Lineker because of his mates, his best mate, who loves the crisps. And our listener, Raven, finds out exactly where she was made from her mum, Kim, on Where Do You Think They Were?
Scott Mills.
So, a lot of you over the last 24 hours have been enjoying yesterday's Superfan Steve with Cheryl.
I'm amazed how much this has blown up, by the way. Like, it was funny, and we all enjoyed it at the time, but I didn't think it would go this big.
See, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, because you don't see Cheryl like that very often.
It's true, just seeing her genuinely laughing. Like, at one point, she was crying with laughter. It was lovely to see.
So many good messages. Jack says, legit the best thing I've seen for some time. Evan is like, well, you won the internet yesterday. Finn says, I actually had to watch this 5 times and I'm going to watch it again now because it's quite addictive.
Yeah.
Just seeing a pop star lose it like that. Nearly a million of you actually have now experienced this.
Amazing.
So Chris plays the part of a super fan called Steve, who is the most awkward person on the phone. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Is that gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so. But I don't know how you know that.
I think so.
Gay.
So, why did you just say that?
You know, a few people have asked that. It's because I wanted to say gay dog.
But you were laughing too much.
But I was laughing too hard that all I could say was gay.
Right, good. So it was a quiz about Cheryl, but of course you had the answers written down so you could answer super quick. How many days is it to Cheryl's birthday?
Steve.
Yes.
Steve. 25.
It is, actually.
Is it? 23. Okay. See, that would start to freak you out, wouldn't it, that?
Mm.
This was good, too. How many solo UK number ones has Cheryl had so far?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Yes.
5.
For a bonus point, name them.
Steve.
Okay.
Steve. 5 for this love. Steve. Promise this. Steve. Call my name. Steve. Yes. Crazy stupid love. Steve. I don't care. 5.
That's 5, correct. This is the point where she was actually crying into a tissue.
Oh, this was the biggest struggle for me. I really struggled to keep it together. And you did, fair play to you.
Yeah, it was hard. And she was like, how did you manage to do that with a straight face? But I nearly lost it so many times. I was sweating at the end of it.
Same.
When did Cheryl release her first solo album, 3 words?
Cheryl.
Steve.
It's 2009.
Cheryl was right.
Yeah, she was. I'm glad so many of you enjoyed it.
Scott Mills.
Chris says, well, you've peaked. There's no way you're going to get anything better than that. I had to pull over because I couldn't handle myself laughing. The best and you won't beat it. Don't say that.
That's a challenge.
We might beat it. It's a bit defeatist, that, isn't it? Well, that's it. You're done. You've peaked.
Hmm.
Liam and Morecambe says, are you worried that more pop stars will now know about Steve because Cheryl's gone viral? Yeah, we're going to have to be quite careful, I think, in the future with who we choose for this.
It's the obvious problem.
It is. But I'm thinking probably someone that doesn't live in the UK will be next.
I mean, ideally what we want is like some film star or something that definitely won't know about Steve.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
It's time for another Where Do You Think They Were? And Raven is about to find out where she was made and where her parents made sweet, sweet love. Oh, sorry, Raven.
That is horrendous.
So how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, and you applied for this because you're a show hero. That's what you are.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you've done your bit, and okay, you might have a slightly uncomfortable 5 minutes whilst we speak to your mum, I believe we're speaking to. However, we really do appreciate it at this stage. But that said, we should really crack on with this. First question from me would be, Raven is an unusual but a beautiful name. Does the name have anything to do with the conception?
No.
Right. Okay. I'm not even sure what I meant by that question and what doing it like a raven would be. But...
So the voice you can... So the other voice you can hear is Raven's mum, Kim. Kim, hi.
Hi.
So how was this broken to you when Raven applied for it to be on the radio?
She just sent me a message saying about being on Radio 1. And about a conception, I was just like, oh, okay. Mm. He wants to do it, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
And Raven, you don't know anything about it at the moment?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm slightly worried.
Have you got any clue whatsoever?
Not really. It's obviously not kind of a conversation you have over a cup of coffee in the morning.
No.
So. No, just on national radio.
Yeah. The thing is, right, some people do have parents like that where they just talk about things all the time and it's not a problem. But I'm not... in that kind of family.
Well, we do talk about, obviously, I don't even want to say sex. It cringes me out a little bit.
Okay.
But obviously, between your parents, it's something that you just don't want to know.
Mm. Yeah, but it did happen. I can promise you that.
I think a bird just left me on the front doorstep.
Yeah, and
a raven. Stork. A raven.
Yeah.
Good morning.
There we go.
8:20, this is hot. This is hot.
Okay, right. So we're going to learn about the story of your conception, Raven. Yeah. Kim, I hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for Where Do You Think They Were? Raven is 23, has no idea where or when she was made. Well, she can probably work out when, but no idea where she was made until now. Okay, Raven, are you feeling good?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, I'll keep checking back in on you just to make sure you're fine, all right?
Okay.
Sexy music. Let's go. Okay, Kim, in your own time, set the scene for us.
It was October 1995, and it was Burger King at Tower Park, my son's 6th birthday party.
Whoa, hang on a minute.
What?
Hang on, you did it in Burger King?
No.
Oh, right.
Not far from it, but we did have to wait.
Okay, all right.
I'm sweating. This is horrendous.
First she question had a whopper. For me would be absolutely. First question for me was, I didn't realise Burger King did kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, whether or not they still do now, I don't know, but yeah, they did.
So, I'm imagining that you've had whatever you had at Burger King. Can you remember what you had?
Probably along the lines of a Whopper, I would imagine.
Yes, double Whopper for you.
Sorry, Raven. Okay, so you've been to Burger King, you're full up, you're well fed.
Yep.
And then what happens?
I've got two sons, taking them home, getting them to bed. Me and her dad hadn't been back together that long, so it was sort of, you know, pretty amorous at the time when we were in there.
Amorous.
We just
great
knew.
Word. Great word. Amorous is a brilliant word. Doesn't get used enough. So you'd had the kids' party, and sometimes they can be a bit stressful, though, can't they? Because there's lots of kids everywhere, and you just kind of want to get it done and be fun and be happy. Kids are exhausted. They've gone to sleep. You're back. What is it? Crack open a bottle of wine?
Probably at that time, yes. Yeah, because we were drinking.
Pop in the cork. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
there
the one.
Goes. There it is.
Bit of music on, I imagine.
Yeah, Simply Red was our thing. Pleasure at the fairground.
Ooh. Simply Red's playing, corks are popping.
Yeah. I didn't know that song and I really didn't want to.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Raven. Yeah, yeah, Simply Red.
It's about a fairground,
yeah.
Right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Come to you. Okay. You're popping a lot of bottles there, Kim.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of popping going on.
Oh. Where are you at this point? Living room, I imagine?
No, I'm upstairs in my bedroom, actually, so my husband's downstairs.
All right, so you're in bed and the husband's downstairs. What next?
Well, you know, things just sort of happen. Like I say, I can remember exactly how she was conceived, but I probably won't say that on the radio.
He didn't do a Mick Hucknall impression, did he?
Oh, no.
Stickler for detail here. You were upstairs. What had happened? You'd just gone up yourself and, again, wording bad.
But, horny!
Where did that come from?
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
You were going to sleep, or were you kind of going up ahead of him?
Yes.
Right,
yeah, to make sure the kids, you know, the boys were asleep.
He was downstairs just finishing his glass of wine. He's thinking, brilliant.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was most nights back then.
Did you whistle? How did you call him up?
No. I think when I went out, I probably just said, give me 5 minutes or something just to, you know,
freshen
prepare.
Up. Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, Raven.
I love that, Scott, don't you? Just give me 5 minutes to freshen up. I always wonder what the freshening up involves.
Well, I know what mine is.
What's yours? Warming up.
Yeah, warming up, sexy attire, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
It does feel we're missing something, though, Scott.
Something quirky happened in that room, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Can you give us a one-word clue, and then I'm sure we'll get text.
Yeah.
I suppose it was just the position that we were in.
Okay, I'm done.
Yes.
And wow.
Speechless now. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's bail out now, shall we?
Okay.
Kim, you have been an absolute legend. Thank you. I knew we'd get to the bottom of it eventually, as it were. And and Raven, you've been excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much for taking one for the team. And where do you think they were? It's going to take you a while to process, but you'll be absolutely fine by tonight.
Scott Mills.
Sam says won't be able to go into Burger King Tower Park again without thinking about that. That's right near me as well. Increasing today at Where Do You Think They Were? However, says Robin from Shropshire, I just would not want to know. My birthday is the 25th of September. Go back 9 months, it doesn't take a genius to know what they had for Christmas.
Scott Mills.
Someone showed me a video the other day, Scott, and I love it so much. And I found myself then in a little wormhole, a YouTube wormhole, looking at more videos of the same sort of thing. Keen to know what it is.
Very much so.
Dissolvable swimwear.
What?
So what it is like I could lend you some swimming shorts, and in these videos it's often on stag dudes as a prank. They put on these swim shorts, they look like normal swim shorts, but then when the person goes into the water they sort of dissolve away. And it
they just fall apart.
They start to fall apart, and so you desperately try and hold on to bits of them to keep covering up, but as your hands go on then they sort of fall away.
This might be the best invention ever.
Right? And how have I not heard about this?
I've never heard of it.
On YouTube there's loads of videos of stag groups that have used these dissolvable swim shorts.
Well, we need to get some immediately.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Radio 1 are doing the Ibiza weekend, aren't they? Imagine it like camel fat or something. We'd lend them some swim shorts.
Wear these.
What's going on down there, boys? So you get out of this one. Anyway, so intrigued by this that I managed to track down one of the guys that's in one of these videos that I saw who wore the dissolvable shorts. His name's Jake and he's on the line now.
Okay. Hi, Jake.
Hello, you're right.
Yes, Chris is very much loving that video a lot.
It was a bit strange, to be honest with you. As a stagger, you're always nervous what's going to happen to you before you even start the week. So the Baywatch gear that I got given to me that morning of the pool party was actually a bit of a blessing. I was quite happy. They handed it over to me and said, there you go, that's what you're wearing today. Some nice shorts.
Yeah, like red
vest.
Baywatch shorts.
Red Baywatch shorts, like a vest, an inflatable like buoy and a whistle. I was chuffed to bits when we were walking to the pool party. I thought, I've got off lightly.
Yeah, you thought you'd be having to wear a nappy or something or a dress.
Yeah, I thought, do you know what? We're in Vegas. I've got a pair of shorts and a vest. Pretty good going. So we got there, like, so we got shown to where we were sitting and so on and so forth. And so, well, let's have a quick dip in the pool. You know, had a bit of a heavy night before. And I got into the pool about halfway in, and then no one was following. There's a lot of people, what I call, like, pool posing around the edge.
Uh-huh, I know.
You know, with the daiquiris, you know, giving it. And everyone's got the phones out. So I thought, right.
What's going on here?
So I thought, right, what's going on? So I got halfway in the pool, turned around, and I thought my swim shorts just coming loose. You know when you get into the pool and your swim shorts are a bit loose?
Yeah.
Went to do the toggle up a bit more, pulled it, and half like came off. So,
it's so good.
Pulled it, half come off. So I thought, oh no, right, so that's what half's off. So I tried to use the other half to cover myself. That then fell to pieces in my hand as well.
Oh, stress.
So by that point, I just held them up and showed my best men that are obviously videoing the whole thing. I said, well, what do I do now? I can't get out the pool. Do you know what I mean? Because all these people around the pool, and I'm, you know, looking at, thinking, right, there's got to be a way out that I don't get seen. Wasn't happening. So pretty much he held up this little pink thong on the edge of the pool and said, right, that's what you're wearing for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So he chucked that in the pool to me, and I had to pop the little thong on for the rest of the day, and that was the stitch up. The shorts were, they just crumble away.
I think you were lucky to get the thong there, in my opinion, because my favourite videos are the dissolvable shorts where they go away and then you have to watch as someone struggles to get out the pool, because you're either covering the front or like trying to put one hand on the back, and it's so good to see, Scott, because it's hard enough getting out of a swimming pool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, they let me struggle to get out. Then they kind of chucked them on the floor, which made it even a little bit more awkward to try and... You're scrambling around trying to hold bits and then trying to put the pink thong on. And obviously, like you said, you know, there's a lot of people watching you. You're trying to save your dignity a little bit. In the end, you just give up and just have to battle on.
Oh, my God, I've just found them online.
Are
I'm
you
gonna
obsessed,
buy some.
Right?
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm going to do order now. One click.
I don't know when we're going to be able to use them, but, yeah, let us know if you are using these or, like... I think stag do's are going to be where they're properly used.
Yeah. The thing is, the good thing about stag is, like, you often do get told what to wear, so that's a good excuse of, like, because otherwise
right.
People would be like, well, why do you want me to wear these?
You gutted you didn't do that for my stag,
I am.
Scott. 1950s man doesn't really cut it.
No, I wish. I really wish I knew about these shorts' existence then.
Scott Mills.
Oh, why have we never thought of those shorts for a game of Innuendo Bingo?
Oh, it'd be so good, because I could just keep targeting the shorts, couldn't I?
Wouldn't that be great?
They'll fall apart.
Adam from Devon, excellent idea. Tom in Leeds also has the same idea. Yeah, it's a really good one. Hey, now that the whole Steve Sherrill thing has gone viral, this is the ideal time, I think, to launch your new thriller.
On BBC One.
Hello. Please clearly state the name of the person you wish to be connected to after the tone.
Steve.
Killing Steve. Soon on BBC iPlayer.
Let's
make it happen.
Definitely something in it.
Scott Mills.
Right, so last week, a guy called Stephen Whittaker was on his stag in Ibiza Rocks Hotel. So it's like a pool party. There's thousands of people there. And his mate, Tristan, gets the dissolvable shorts, covers them in pictures of his ex-girlfriend, lured him into the pool to watch them fall away in front of his very eyes.
Nice.
Scott Mills.
Alex is on the way to a hen do, going to the airport to fly to Ibiza, hoping there's not a female equivalent to the dissolvable swim shorts, which we're talking about earlier.
There probably is.
There probably is.
Just be aware. That said, have an amazing hen do, Ibiza. Wow. Scott, I'm going to get you with those shorts at some point. I'm going to say this right now. At some point, when you enter water, your shorts will fade away. It will happen.
Okay. Were you prepared for what you're about to see?
that's come back at me in quite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a good point.
Also, how are you gonna make me wear?
I like
them?
The idea that you just stand there proud. And what?
How are you gonna make me wear them?
You
though?
Made me do this.
Oh, Scott, put these shorts on.
No,
why,
I'll
Chris?
I'll find a way. I'll find a way.
Hey, mate. Listen, I'm buzzing for you. You're on Radio 1 tomorrow at 3 a.m.
Yes.
You're on after Toddler Tea and before Radio 1's Chill Mix.
Yes, too right.
Tap End Revisited. We've got a podcast on BBC Sounds, which is all the old 24 years at the Tap End stuff, which you used to love on this show. But it's actually recorded at my house. We find the missing tapes, don't we?
Yeah.
The missing recordings. And it's on at 3 a.m. They put the podcast on the radio.
Well, we just wanted to throw a load of the old Tap-Ends out there, because sometimes people ask about it, and it makes sense to have them all in one place if you fancy it. You're right. We went to your house and found all the old tapes.
We went in all the rooms.
We'd bosh them up. So it's quite nice. It's a twofold thing. One, you get a little tour around Scott's house, so mansion, estate, whatever you want to call it. So if you're intrigued by that, give it a listen. Two, if you're a fan or think you might be a fan of 24 Years at the Tap End, they're on there now.
Hmm. Perfect if you can't sleep tonight at 3 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Ben.
Yo.
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 Where are you, Ben? Right now, where are you?
I'm actually in a road called Gay Street Lane.
Good for you.
Hey.
And where's that?
It's near Pulborough.
Okay, Sussex way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you do for a job? What are you doing?
So I'm a truck driver, do all sorts of moves for all sorts of things. I just happen to have a lot of wood on, so I've got wood.
You've got wood now, yes?
Got wood.
All right, Ben, that's good to know. Plans for the weekend? More wood?
hopefully a few drinks, a bit of sun.
Wood.
Please be sunny. Like, it needs to be.
I like you putting it out there on the radio. Please be sunny.
Yeah, it needs to be. Yeah, I'm going to blame you if it's not, yeah.
Okay, Chris, you go first today.
Oh, listen, I've heard today's bangers is a battle. Obviously, I don't know what Scott's chosen. Scott doesn't know what I've chosen. So I think you're in for a good choice today. But I'm going to kick things off. I think this is such a tune. Ben, this is my banger.
All right. I'm not going to give too much away.
Hopefully setting the bar with this one. This is Daft Punk, One More Time.
That is a banger.
That's a good one. But then, so is this.
Oh.
Fatboy Slim, right here, right now.
Oh, that's a tough one.
What a battle this is. This is...
You really...
We're really spoiling you.
Yeah.
Even I'm excited.
Amazing choices. I'm going to keep you in suspense.
Yes, you are.
I'm going with Chris.
Come on. One more time.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV,
let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our new podcast is called The Reality Tea.
We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes!
So whether you're into The Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we got you covered, boo.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
One more time. I've got my feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got my feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got my feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got my feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
Lauren says, Bang is cheering me right up today after days off being ill.
Aww.
Get well. That was Daft Punk and One More Time on BBC Radio 1. The Fatboy Slim fans are writing.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly think that was a hard choice today, actually.
Many comments, pretty much along the lines of, I hope that man never has wood again.
Yep.
I hope he loses his wood.
I'll tell you what does make me excited, though. I've won every day this week.
Good for you.
So there we go. And just imagine how much you'd be rubbing it in my face if that was you.
Yeah, but there's always next week, and I've just picked them actually for next week. So yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, yeah. You have good luck. Yeah. Wish you good luck.
Yeah, I wish you good luck.
You're a loser.
Here's Halsey. No, it's not even Halsey. It's one of them.
Here's Halsey.
Halsey is coming up with her cover of Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. This is the unmistakable voice of Freya Ridings with Castles, my tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
And you ever thought I was? You ever thought I was?
She loves us.
Mm.
Well, me mostly.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? It's a funny one because I never get a mention.
Did you notice you were left out of the thanks message as well?
I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Scott Mills for making Castles his track of the week on BBC Radio 1. I cannot get over it. Thank you for all the support you guys are showing for the song. It honestly means so, so much to me, and I can't wait to see you all at festivals soon.
She's never doing a hi there to you, is she?
I'd love a hi there.
Hi there.
I'd love
hi there, Chris.
Sometimes it's just like knowing you're wanted or appreciated.
That is the brilliant Freya Ridings
and Castles. It's been my tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
Right, so our next caller wants to remain anonymous, so we're changing his name to Stuart, and we've made his voice higher. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Happy with that, or would you like to change it? Don't like the name. Yeah, fine?
No, no, that's fine.
Anyway, hi, Stuart, not real name. How can I help you?
Hiya, I need your help, really, to get in touch with Gary Lineker, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah. Because I'd be the first person to go to you for that.
It's already really intriguing, because the fact you want to be anonymous and get hold of Gary Lineker is a wonderful thing.
Okay. Why do you need Lineker?
Well, basically, my wingman, he loves crisp. We've worked out the stats, and he's not far off a million crisps that he's eaten in his lifetime.
Oh, my God, so many questions. When you say your wingman as the kind of first reference point to who you're talking about, I'm assuming this is a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, it's my best friend.
Okay, your best friend, whose primary purpose in your life is your wingman.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question, I guess, then, is how on earth have you worked out that he's had a million crisps?
Well, basically, I pretty much work with him every day, and he has, on average, bare minimum, about 4 bags of crisps a day.
That's not okay.
And if you Google it, the actual average amount of crisps in a bag is 25 to 32.
Is it?
You've actually done the maths.
I've worked out through his lifetime. He's probably eating about 35,714 bags of crisps. on average, 28 in a bag. So, yeah, in theory, on his wedding day, it should be around his millionth crisp that he's consumed.
Imagine that. Incredible. You get to your millionth crisp on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Is your friend in good health? I'm just a bit concerned. Does he eat any vegetables?
Oh, yeah, he's got, his diet is good apart from the crisp side of things, but right. He's just...
There used to be a DJ that worked here that lived on a diet of crisps and cider. And that was it.
All right.
And and his tooth fell out one day on air.
Oh.
While he was speaking on the radio.
Yeah, this is at bare minimum as well, he's on his third bag today already. Favours, smart ketchup.
Good to know. Okay, so why do you want Lineker?
Well, basically, I've wrote a letter out that I'm going to frame it and wrap it up and give it to him during my best man speech on his wedding day. And obviously, it's written from him. And just sign it at the bottom, really. And then, on the actual way, as he's reading it out, I'm going to get some... I've arranged with the wedding advisors that I can get the waiters to bring back trays of crisps out as he's reading it out.
It's really good.
This is really good. So you need us to try and get hold of Lineker for you?
Yeah.
You do sport, you must know him.
I've met him a few times, yeah. Okay, he is always on Twitter.
He is.
So the thing is, yeah, you're right. I could probably get hold of someone who can get hold of him and stuff like that, but I think he'll more readily say yes if everyone gets involved in social media and piles on the pressure, because it's harder to say no to a lot of people.
Why don't we all tweet him? Because that won't annoy him in any way.
Yeah, sat on the beach and everyone's tweeting him.
I think that's the best way to do it. So perhaps if we get all the listeners to message Gary Lineker and say...
Scott Mills needs your signature.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, well, we can definitely do that. Everyone tweet Lineker now.
Yeah, or do you want... we can all unite under some kind of hashtag, or is that a bit of a hurt?
No. Still fine.
Crisp wedding or something like that.
Hashtag crisp wedding. Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, do. So if you're listening right now and think you can help this lad, hashtag crisp wedding, tag us both in it as well, and let's pile on a bit of pressure to Lineker.
Or if you know one of Gary Lineker's kids or staff, dog walker, maid, housekeeper, get in touch with us. There must be some way to get to him. We just need one signature for the crisp wedding. All right, Stuart, not real name. I'll let you know how we get on, all right?
All right, cheers. Thank
right,
you.
Let's get to it. Everyone message Lineker. Hashtag crisp wedding.
One. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Earlier, we were talking to a guy that was on his stag in Las Vegas, and his mates made him wear these shorts, and they were actually, not he knew at the time, dissolvable swim shorts. So as soon as you get in the pool or the sea, they gradually just start to fall away.
Yeah, there's
until
so
there's
many
nothing.
Scott, it's my favourite thing.
And Chris is saying he's going to get me at some point with these. I don't know how you're going to get me to wear the shorts, because I'll be suspicious now. Oh, no, I'll probably forget, though, won't I?
You'll definitely forget.
Good news, hens. If you're going on a hen do soon, there is a girl version as well. We've just been tweeted this. There is a dissolvable bikini. Get in the pool or the sea and it disappears.
Scott Mills.
That's Taylor Swift and me on Radio 1. She's an absolute nightmare with her merch at the moment.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were just coming out being a bit anti-Swifty there.
It's her merch that's a problem. The editor, the copy editor, will be fired. So there's some T-shirts.
Spelled Swift wrong.
No, it says, well, it's got the lyrics. You're the only one of you, baby, that's the fun of you, but there's a massive typo. No one spotted it.
Oh, there you go. The whole song's about spelling.
I know, spelling is fun, but you can't. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hello, it's Amy.
Hello, Amy, how can we help you?
I was absolutely crying yesterday listening to Superfan Steve.
Do you love Superfan
Steve?
He was amazing yesterday, even better than any times before.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the best one. Cheryl was treated to a meet with Superfan Steve, her biggest fan in the whole world, yesterday. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet, Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay? Is your pet gay?
I think so. But I don't know how you know that.
Mate, this week has been so much fun.
I know. Think back, a lot's happened. We spoke to the actual inventor of Jenga, Leslie Scott.
Do you think there'll ever be a Jenga movie?
That's good, like Lego.
I don't know. I shall ask Hasbro.
If there is, I'll ask Hasbro. If there is, then we're going to be in it. Also, we had Gemini's dad on. Remember, she applied for Love Island but didn't get on. And we made her dad review the show.
They all seemed pretty hairless, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a hair amongst them. And Anton even gets his mum to shave his own bum. Because you can't reach, can you really?
Unbelievable. I can think of better people to do that for me, that's for sure.
Okay, all right, Dad. And then we spoke to this lovely guy called John on Funny Business.
I wasn't quite brave enough to do it initially, but I thought, no, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah.
And it's been very well received.
I bet it has. John there from Well Hung Blinds. And then we had Kat on, who was cursed by Taylor Swift.
On my 22nd birthday, I listened to it, and then next week it's my 24th, so someone's going to play it, and I'm going to be ill for like a month.
So this song makes you ill?
Yes, it does.
Gets a cold every time she hears 22. And then today, on Where Do You Think They Were, we had Mum Kim and daughter Raven. And the story of Raven's conception.
Can you give us a one-word clue? And then I'm sure we'll get text.
Yeah.
I suppose it was just the position that we were in.
What a week. And we'll do it all again Monday from 1.
Scott Mills.
We are back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this great podcast from BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills. 1.